So let's look in Luke chapter number 11. And you'll find this parallel text also in the Gospel of Matthew. But I want to look at it in Luke just simply because I'm preaching through the Gospel of Luke. And this is a message I got within a message the other day. How many preachers know what I'm talking about? You preach a message, then you get a message within a message. And you think you got something original, but you don't. And you find out that everybody else in the world's preached on it too. But Luke chapter number 11, if I found something original, I'd probably be finding something I didn't need to preach. But Luke chapter number 11, verse number 31, I want to read this verse to you. And I want to trust that you know the context of what I'm speaking of in 1 Kings chapter number 10. The queen of the south, in verse number 31 of Luke 11, the queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And I want you to consider these words. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Let me repeat that. Behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Would you pray with me for just a moment? Father, help us in these next few minutes that you've given us. I pray you'd bless now the reading of your word. Help me to say everything that needs to be said, not to say anything that doesn't need to be said. We'll give you all the praise, honor, and glory for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. In 1 Kings in chapter number 10, the Queen of Sheba travels many miles to see about the fame that she's heard about Solomon. Now in our text in Luke 11, the Lord Jesus is dealing with a religious crowd and he's trying to explain to them that they've had all the light that they needed to understand who he was. They'd been given the law, they'd been given the prophets, they'd been given much light, and yet they still sought another sign. For every miracle Jesus done, they sought another sign. Jesus uses three illustrations in this text to tell them they've had all the light they needed. He said, you've got the sign of the prophet Jonas. He gave them the illustration of the parable of the lighted candle. And he spoke about Solomon and the illustration of Solomon. And when Jesus spoke of Solomon, he referred to 1 Kings chapter number 10 when the queen of Sheba came all these miles to see about what she heard about this man Solomon. And in 1 Kings chapter number 10, the queen of Sheba said when she found Solomon and she saw all there was to see, that behold, the half was not told me. Kind of reminds me of the day I got saved. I got saved and I realized that the half had not yet been told. And so we find that she found that Solomon was no doubt a great man. But there was one that was greater than Solomon. And Jesus himself declared in his own words, there's one before you that's greater than Solomon. For just a minute, I want to lift the Lord Jesus Christ up and say to you, there is a greater than Solomon. He's greater than the great. He's better than the best. He's higher than the highest. He's greater than the patriarchs. He's greater than the princes. He's greater than all the priests that's ever lived. And his name is Jesus. He is greater than Solomon. Can I say this? He's greater than Solomon in his wonder. The queen of Sheba came and she said that she came because she had heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of his Lord. In other words, she had heard about all the wonder and the glory and the splendor that had been ascribed to the king named Solomon. And when she came and saw his kingdom, she said, your kingdom is more wonderful than I ever expected. Your glory is greater than I ever expected. She said, the half has not yet been told. But can I say to you this morning that there is one that is more wonderful than Solomon. There is one that is greater than Solomon. There is one that has more glory than Solomon. And though when he came, his glory and his fame might have not been far-reaching as Solomon was in his day, may I say to you, there will come a day when the Lord Jesus Christ will be more glorious than Solomon ever thought about being. His kingdom will reach further than Solomon's kingdom ever reached. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last, the lily of the valley. My friend, there is a greater than Solomon, and his name is Jesus. He's greater in his wonder, but can I say he's greater in his wisdom? Consider the wisdom of Solomon. God asked Solomon, Solomon, you give me any, if you'll ask me anything that you desire, I'll give it to you. Solomon could have asked for power over his enemies. He could have asked for more wealth, but Solomon asked for one thing, and it was wisdom to rule his people. And God said, Solomon, because you've asked this one thing to be wise, I'm going to give you more wisdom than any king that's ever lived. And so Solomon was the wisest king when the queen of Sheba came. The Bible says she came with all sorts of questions, and Solomon answered every single question. The Bible says that she came to the conclusion that his wisdom exceedeth the fame which she had heard. And the Bible says that all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom which God had put in his heart. Solomon was great in his wisdom. But may I tell you this morning, there's one that's greater in his wisdom than Solomon. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 30, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God made us unto wisdom. Isaiah referred to him as counselor. Can I introduce you to one this morning that's never been stumped by a problem? There's never been an answer that he did not have a question for. There's never been a riddle that he did not understand. There's never been a problem that he could not fix. He understands the truth about every single thing. In fact, he just knows everything about everything. He's an all-knowing God. He's more wise than Solomon. He's got more wisdom than Solomon. And I say to you, there's one greater than Solomon. He's greater in his wonder, and he's greater in his wisdom. There's one greater than Solomon in his wonder and his wisdom. Can I say greater than Solomon in his wealth? I won't spend much time here, but Solomon had more wealth than any king that ever lived. The Bible says when she saw his wealth, she said his prosperity exceedeth the fame in which she had heard. But my friend, understand something this morning. Though Solomon was great in his wealth, here is one that's greater than Solomon in his wealth. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Solomon had much gold, but Jesus owns all the silver and gold. Solomon had a lot of cattle, but the Bible says Jesus owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. I'm telling you, I'm introducing you to somebody who's never been broke. He's never been bankrupt. His economy's never been down. His stock market has never crashed. I'm talking about one that's greater than Solomon. He's greater in his wonder. He's greater in his wisdom. He's greater in his wealth. Can I say this? He's greater in his worship. Oh, he's greater in his worship. Look in verse number. The Bible tells us in 1 Kings chapter number 10, I won't make you turn there, but the Bible says when she came, she said that she saw the meat of his table, the scent of his servants, the attendants of his ministers and their apparel and his cupbearers and his scent by which he went up into the house of the Lord. What's that talking about? It's talking about Solomon when he went up to worship the Lord. The queen of Sheba saw Solomon as he went up to worship. She said, oh, she said, the half is not been told. The Bible says that her spirit went from her when she saw the worship of Solomon. We can read in 1 Kings chapter number 7. The Bible tells us about the worship of Solomon, how that he sacrificed sheep and oxen that could not be told for the number of the multitude. I mean, you think about all the sheep and the oxen that Solomon brought in worship when they dedicated the temple. Probably not that much blood been shed in all history as it pertains to sacrificial animals. But my friend, we understand according to Hebrews chapter number 10 that it didn't matter how much blood was shed, that it is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. But there's a greater than Solomon in his worship. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. I'm telling you about one that's greater in his worship. I mean, listen, he sacrificed all the animals, but it could not take away sin. Jesus Christ, he sacrificed himself. He shed his innocent blood on Calvary. There's no sacrifice like Calvary. Hey, I'm still thankful for the blood that was shed, aren't you? I'm glad there's still a fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath his blood, lose all their guilty stains. And I'm thankful for the blood that Jesus shed. Almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no remission. Hey, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. I have given it to you to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for your souls. Hey, for as much as you were not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold from your feigned conversation from the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Hey, I'm telling you, we're redeemed by the blood. How much more then shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. I'm glad there's still a fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. He's greater in his wonder. He's greater in his wealth. He's greater in his wisdom. And he's greater in his worship. I could say he's greater than in his work. Solomon built a big house, but Jesus said, if I go, I'll prepare a place for you. I will come again. He's working on a house. He's working on a building. You could say he's greater than the temple that he built. He built a temple made out of stone and wood, but I'm glad that Jesus built a temple. That's an eternal temple not built with hands of man. I'm glad he's greater in his workmanship. And then I say to you that he's greater to his workmen. Hey, notice this, and I'll be quiet this morning. The Bible says, 1 Kings 10, when she came and saw all that Solomon had, verse number 8 said, happy are thy men. Happy are thy servants which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom. He was greater to his workers. Solomon was a man that was good to the servants that served him. I mean, listen, to serve Solomon was a good thing. It was a joyous thing to serve Solomon. His servants were all happy and joyous. But you hear me and hear me well. There's nothing like serving the King of Kings. He's greater to his workmen. I'm ashamed to tell you that I've tried the things of this world. I'm ashamed to tell you I've tried to serve the God of this world. I want you to understand, I can tell you from experience, it's been said time and time again, and I'll say it one more time. My worst day serving God is better than my best day serving the world. I'm telling you, there's nothing like serving Jesus. There's nothing like being in the will of God. There's nothing like serving the Lord. There's no joy like serving God. There's no peace like serving God. He's greater in his worship. He's greater in his wonder and his wealth. He's greater in his wisdom and his workmanship and his workers. And he's greater in his worthiness. The Bible says that the queen said to Solomon after she saw all that she's seen. The Bible says that she said, King Solomon gave unto the queen Sheba all that she desired. And notice what it says. Verse number 9, I've skipped it. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel. In other words, she said, Solomon, God's got his hand on you. Solomon, God has made you worthy to sit on the throne. I'm telling you, if Solomon's worthy to sit on his throne, we've got one that's more worthy. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and praise and glory. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our honor. I say to you, greater. There's one that's greater. There's one that's greater, and his name is Jesus. Greater than Solomon. Father, I pray you to apply this to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.